Vous écoutez L'autre monde, hein? We are with Prika from the band Nervosa. Hi, nice to meet you, Prika.
Hi, nice to meet you too.
So there is a new album, a huge one, and a really powerful one, I feel.
We are super happy with the result of this new album. We've been working on it since the last 2 years. Finally, the time has come, and the feedback of these new songs and new album, it's been the greatest. We can't wait to start to tour and play and show to everybody everything.
For this new one, you work one more time with Martin Furia. It's your fourth collaboration with him. How is he involved in the sound of Nervosa right now? May we say that it's something like a member, a shadow member of the band?
A member, but an important piece in Nervosa because he's a guy that respected what the band is. He don't want to change anything that we brought as composers and as a band, but he knows how to take the best from us. Like he knows how to improve our music in an aspect of the production, you know. And he's a guy that it's inspiring us to try different things and go out of our box. And it's been like working very well, so why we have to change? So that's why we always keep in working with him.
For the previous album, Jailbreak, you took over vocals one more time. For this one, you sing one more time. Is there any evolution on your vocals, and why did you choose to keep the voice on this one too?
Yes, I think there are a lot of evolution in there because when I recorded Jailbreak, I was not a singer. I was trying to be a singer. And I recorded the album without to know if I would be able to reproduce in live concerts and everything. And after 3 years touring a lot and really playing and being a musician, I'm really a singer. I changed completely my way to sing. I feel so confident. I have built muscles and my body is ready for that. And all of this confident feeling, it made me to wish to try different vocals as well. So that's why you hear different voices on this new record. It was also inspiring me more to compose vocal lines and everything. Because I knew like I would be able to do everything that came to my mind, you know.
For this album, Slave Machine, I feel there is something like a both modern way slavery within power structures and submission to technology. For tracks like Crawl for Your Pride, it combines your signature on social commentary with hard li eating lyrics. Is there a link also beyond the social part of a slave machine with AI?
I think like example for this new album, the modernity part is the drums, which was composed for our previous drummer, Mikaela Naidenova. And it's a very into these modern vibes, and she brought this groove more with the drums. It was a perfect combination because me and Elena, we are the riffs and melody composers. And we are very old school. So, but we pushed ourselves to bring more groovy riffs like Lamb of God, Gojira, and Sepultura, all of these bands like that belongs more to the 90s and 2000 metal, you know. And it was very nice to compose this album because it was something that Nervosa never did, and we were feeling inspired to do it, you know. You asked about the AI, and for this album, we didn't use the AI, and we are totally against the using AI for compose, for lyrics, for everything. And I truly believe that in the future, the machine is gonna charge everyone for copyrights for those that are using these things, you know. And I really hope this happens because music and an art, it's about humans. And using AI, you're not passing the real feeling, you know? That's something that it's only who is alive can know, you know?
You choose as an opening track Impending Doom, which is one of the longest track of the album. How did you choose your track list for this album? Because sometimes there is a fast one on the first track. How did you choose your track list?
It's a song that is very epic, and we built this intro that it's perfect to start the album. It's the vibe, you know. We always created all the songs, and then we, during the process of the recordings, we start to see more or less where each song has to be in the track. And this intro, it's a very connected with the theme of the song, the vibes of the riffs and the melodies, and it's very nice. So there's no meaning to put this song example in the end. It's calling for the first one.
For the track 30 Seconds, it's probably one of the most explicit thrash metal tracks written about social media addiction. It's a little bit paradoxical because everyone need to use the social media right now. Did you ever find yourself scrolling while you were writing those lyrics?
Not the lyrics, because when I'm composing or writing music, I'm not with my cell phone at all. But it's something that it's happening for everybody. Like there are some people that it's more addicted than the others, or there are some days that we are more attached to that, and the others we are more far away. But the thing is, like, we are not against the social media at all, and I think these bands exist part it's because of social medias. It's a nice thing because it's very democratic. Everybody can promote your job, your talent. Everybody has the chance, you know, to be noticed. But the thing is, the boundaries, the limits, like where we can go and where we should stop. That's the question. That's the thing that we are bringing on the table for we all discuss and thinking about it, and also for us as a musician and people. To remember that, you know, like, okay, I'm overusing, you know, it's draining me, it's taking my energy, taking my attention. It's something that we have to talk because we are still understanding what's going on with this, you know.
And for the track The New Empire, this is a direct inversion of the slogan from the book from George Orwell, 1984. Does this book has personally affected you? And when you look the world in nowadays, do you feel there is any dystopian slogans which have become our everyday reality rather than fiction?
1984, it's my favorite book so far, and it was coming in my mind in a while that we were talking, and I say, like, what we are living nowadays is exactly what's described in the book, but in a modern way, because the book was talking about like having cameras and microphones inside of the house to control absolutely everyone in a population. And it's exactly what is going on with our cell phone. We all know that our cell phones listen everything that we talk, that our cell phone knows where we are going, where we are not going, where we are connected. And it's exactly the same thing, but I think a bit more than that. And George Orwell is a genius guy. And I love the way that he described it, he think and he put his sensitive of everything. Yeah, and a new empire is exactly the same thing.
And for the last track, Speaking Fire, who close the album, it's something like a portrait of an emotional addiction. In this track, the character remains a willing prisoner. Is it the worst slave machine to be our own slave?
Yes, it talks about like we know that we are addicted, but we accepted to pay the price, you know, even though we don't know exactly the price of this, but we are so addicted and we always think that we can, that it's safe, and sometimes it's not, because you are not realized, because it's something like it's very silent, you know, and it involves you. And when you realize, maybe it's too late, and we have the fake sensation that we have control, but actually we don't. So that's what the song talks about.
And to talk a little bit more about the music, I found that there is a, of course, really powerful riff. And on a track like a Save Machine, on the bridge, there is the music and there is the different voices. How did you work this way? I mean, to put so much slide of music and voices, but everything skip is so clean when we listen to the album.
Yes, I was feeling super comfortable on this record to be a singer, that I really wanted to try different things. And actually, when I recorded the drafts of the song, I did some vocal lines like with a microphone, but just it was a draft, like with some melodies that I was thinking. And then I just decided, okay, let me give a try to record the clean vocals. I was curious to listen how it's gonna be the contrast with my extreme vocals and the clean vocals. And then I say like, clean vocals is better in the background, but actually I would like to try a mix of both voices. Like not that distorted and not that clean. Something like a slightly distorted, but with a melody, you know? And then I managed to do that, but we decided to put all together to sound bigger, but in live shows, I will be able to reproduce this in a more simple way, but will be exactly like that.
And to talk about your gear, is there something new in your gear for this new album, Slave Machine?
No, I'm still like I'm playing with a Kramer guitar because I'm endorsed by Kramer guitar since 2015. Now it's 11 years with this guitar that I'm in love with this guitar, absolutely. For the guitars, I'm using Pedroni, which is a Brazilian brand for amplifier, but also I was using Line 6, the Helix, which it's bringing like extra power to my sound because we play in a very low tuning. We play two tones down, like in C, and we need a lot of gain. But at the same time, we want definition. We don't want like a high gain dirt sound. It's not like properly for our kind of music. So that would make a combination of both things. And that's why you could listen like a bit more improved the sound of the guitar considering with the previous album.
To know a little bit more about you, I read that you play guitar because you listen Metallica Seek and Destroy, and that your favorite bands are Slayer and Vader. If you had the opportunity to play with Metallica, Slayer and Vader, which track of each band would you choose to perform with them?
Ooh, wow. I would like to play Metallica. Example, I would like to play the Four Horsemen
Okay.
because that guitar picking, it's amazing. The solo, it's great. But yeah, there are a lot of songs. Actually, I would just say to them, like, choose a song and I would do it. But yeah, Slayer, oh my God, I love Criminal Insane from Raining Blood album, and Vader, I would like to choose The True Names. It's
Okay.
a song from the Back to the Blind album, and I love this song so much.
Anything else you would like to talk with us about this new album before my last question?
Yeah, I just would like to say to thank you, all everyone, you and the fans. We are very excited to come back to France. We have a very nice time last year with a warm up of the Hellfest tour. It was very pleasure and very beautiful to know more about France because we could play in cities that we didn't know exist, you know, and it was really wonderful experience. We're very excited to come back and we are working for that. We will come back very soon. So I just would like to say for everybody to stay tuned because we have some tours to announce, many shows. We're gonna play it everywhere to promote this record. And yeah, just thank you and the people.
And our last question this year, you've got an invitation for a birthday party, but there is five birthday parties, but you can only go to one. You can choose between the 30th anniversary of the movie Scream, for the 40 years of the video game Zelda, for the 50th anniversary of the book Interview with a Vampire, or for the 40 years of Dragon Ball, the animation, or the 60 years of the TV show Star Trek. Which one would you choose?
I would choose to grab a beer and meet my friends. Because to be honest, I don't know so much about the end of these things that you say.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a bit weird for me. I'm sorry. I'm not so into these things.
A last word you would like to say to your French listeners, maybe in French, if you know some words?
My French is horrible. I'm so sorry for that. I just kind of bonjour. Merci, and that's it. But I just would like to say thank you. As I said before, like I have really good memories from France last year and before, of course. But last year was really great experience to be in Hellfest Festival for the first time and be part of the warm up. You have a beautiful country, and I hope we can have more opportunities to play more and more in France. Yeah, stay tuned because I have some dates to announce.
Thank you so much, Prika.
Thank you. Have a nice day over there.